Chazal teaches that the eye sees, the heart covets. That's how it works. So, by looking at a woman is a lot worse. Because by looking at someone's car, you could say, fine, he has a car, I have a car, I have my car, he has his car, Gamano. He has a house, I have a house. His is his, mine is mine. But by looking at a woman, you don't see it that way. The lust right away arouses when we look at women. Therefore, it's a lot worse. Therefore, the only advice to escape ourselves, how do you say that? To,
I like that, escape ourselves.
Is it a word like that?
Free ourselves.
It's not like that.
No, it's a from not to covet is to close our eyes. Because besides keeping the not coveting, it has to do with the eyes. It comes out that the whole thing of coveting, not to covet, it has to do with the eyes. And we said before that the whole Torah depends on not to covet. That comes out at the end of the story. Is the whole Torah depends on guarding the eyes. Okay? If you guard the eyes, you don't covet. If you don't covet, you keep the whole Torah. All the bad things, the Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, have to do with coveting. With seeing the wanting what the other has. That has to do with women. That's not the point. Mm-hmm. Our point is to be married, and to live with a woman, to be with a woman their whole life, and to be holy. We're not Christian. We're not Buddha. We're Jews. It's very different in the whole world. By the Arabs, they say, marry four women, enjoy yourself. I met this Arab once from Gaza, at the time when they were used to come and work in Bayah. So that's 17 years ago, maybe. I was a young boy. 15 years ago. 16 years ago. I was 13, 14. So he tells me, I have 40 kids. So what? How old are you? He said, I'm 40. He said, I have 40 years. I have four women. I have a big building, four floors. Each woman with her family on one floor. I said, so where do you sleep? He said, every night, wherever I want. 40. I said, you have to support them? He said, no. That doesn't go work. 40 kids. Oh my gosh, 40 kids! Can you imagine?
The women are all working, and who's raising the children themselves?
No, the women are not working.
Well, the women are not working.
The boys are working.
The boys, the older boys.
Yeah, they work to bring money home. He also works. So brings money, man. How much money? That's 40 people, a lot of money.
Yeah.
For sure now there's less those 40, for sure. After what they did in Gaza. Abinatan writes in Likutei Halachot like this. Zer v'chinat shmotam. Yeah. So Abinatan writes like this. Zer v'chinat shmotam urei yashar k'achrid li shalom. This is the aspect of shmotam urei yashar k'achrid li shalom. שהפסוק מזהיר אותנו להקים התורה. The pasuk here, it warns us on keeping the Torah. Go with tmimut. To go with tmimut. With simplicity. To believe in Hashem simply. Like it says, תמים תהיה עם Hashem וכך. וזהו אורי ישר. This one means אורי ישר. כי אמונת חכמים מבחינת ראייה ישרה זכה וברא. Believing in the Ratitim, those who believe simply, this is the aspect of seeing straight, seeing pure, because they see in a straight way, and they see directly to Hashem, they see Hashem. They aim their eyes to Hashem in a very straight way, without going any side, to the right or the left, like it says, it's hard for me to understand what he's saying. כי המאמין, the one who believes באמת, הוא אצלו כאילו רואה בעיניו ממש. The one who believes, really believes, as if he's seeing ממש. Like רבינו says, in different place, דהיינו שעיניו הביטית דוד השם ברך לבד משום חומות. that his eyes are always looking to Hashem without any all kinds of things that cause us to think that it's not Hashem, to see that it's only everything is Hashem. Ki enayim Hashem ha-chokhmah, because the eyes, they're because of the wisdom, like I said, tipakach ha-enei shneihem, their eyes are open, which, and also the word tipakach is talking about wisdom. And Rabbi Natan explains that when someone he focuses on to see only Hashem, I only want to see Hashem, then Hashem looks back at him. That's how it works. I have a story. A friend of mine told a story that he was moving from Yerushalayim to Beital. He was renting here, he owned an apartment, and then he decided to move there to his apartment that he owned. But he never lived in the apartment there. And it was empty, pretty much. He had to buy furniture and moving. He figured it'll cost him about 20,000 shekels. Simple, yikacha. So his wife was worried, how are you going to do it? Is it? He told her, don't worry. Hashem provides. I don't know. We'll see what Hashem wants to do. And then I said, so what happened? He said that his wife has a grandfather that never gives him money. When they had a birth, so he gave them 150 shekels. Gramaj, very chinzy, very cheap, doesn't give anything to anyone. Gramaj, kacha. Yeah, sometimes he helps his kids more, but not the grandchildren. So, one day he tells them, are you moving? Yeah. Well, what are you buying? Buying this, buying that. How much is it going to cost you all? Minimum 15,000 shekels. So the grandfather says, on me. And he gave him 15,000 shekels. He said, he told me, for me, it's like the wall opened up and money came out. So it was a miracle. It's ununderstandable. Ken, because when you decide you're strong, you're going to look only at Hashem, Hashem looks back at you. When you decide, no, I'm going to do all kinds of things. So then, Hashem lets you, Hashem, go with the flow. You're going to work, you're going to have, oh, I have only 5,000 shekels, what am I going to do? So then Hashem, fine, so deal with your thing. But if you trust Hashem strong, Hashem will give you miracles, how much? Okay, the main thing is that we see that guarding the eyes is not only an external thing to close the eyes, it's an internal thing to see only Hashem, to look only at Hashem. Because it bothers us when we look around, it bothers us not to see Hashem. It bothers us from seeing Hashem, it causes us not to see Hashem. Okay, of course, even if we don't see bad things, stop seeing stuff that we don't need to see, that are not helping us to get close to Hashem. It bothers our connection with Hashem. A fancy car. A fancy car passes by. A fancy motorcycle. It makes a distinction between us and Hashem. A break. Not chaval. No chaval. Chaval. We could guard ourselves and be always. If you're in a place, beautiful scenery, open your eyes, of course, see the beauty of Hashem. But look at things which are not going to add that to us, there's no point. It's disconnecting us from connection with Hashem. Window shopping. What is that? Also for women. Not only men. What are you window shopping? You need something? Go. You don't need, don't go.
That's why I shop.
What?
I shop that way. I hate shopping. If I need it, I just go and buy it. I don't even look at the price. I don't care.
You need it, you buy it.
You probably could find the same thing between 2 and 10 shekels. There's a spread between 2 and 10 shekels, let's say, for the same item. And I look at that and I say, why do I want to spend hours on that?
What's more? What costs more, the few shekels or the time?
Exactly. That's how I look at it. So I just buy it. If I like it, it's nice. Okay.
But there's a shop here in Rehov Rabbeinu Gershom.
What's a shop?
A shop, a little store.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's only like basic foods. not touch the loaves and stuff. They have milk products and all the basic stuff. Rice and then oil and makolet kaze. And he's registered as a amuta, like stock a place, not as a store. So all the prices are 80% less than anywhere else. A box of tuna usually costs minimum 6.5 shekels, minimum. For him, it's 390 kilo, because he doesn't have to. He's not paying tax. He doesn't need to pay tax, because it is tzedakah. Who buys there? Only people. The cheapest there. I never knew who. I spoke to them, my colleague guy near my house. He said, "Yeah, I know the owner. He's a big tzaddik." Really? He said, "Yeah." He never enters the store. He sits and learns all day. His son runs the. He has three stores, like that, very very cheap. And he has a 50 avreichim that he holds. He pays them every month. Keeps his arachasidus. Because I was always surprised. How could you pay? How could it be that oil, usually a liter is 9 shekels at least, and by him it's 590? How could it's a huge difference? It's a huge difference. It's a 40% difference. It's, you know, I don't understand.
The same labor.
Same thing. Tuna fish. Also, what, 3 shekel difference is a big difference in these little things.
He's selling wholesale.
Now you're going to have a Masechet Avot, Zot Hashem. I forgot that on Thursday it's 2:38. But I started early today.
Wow.
So that way, we got it all.
Sure.
I forgot the Hanan Tom.